Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got guests across the way that are new guests to me on the show, and I think I'd met Philip maybe once or twice. I don't know that we've met more than that, have we, Philip?
A couple of times, I believe, yeah.
That's probably plenty for you. I mean, you don't need to see me too much. But I've got Philip Walker here along with Justin Johnson. They both are here from Indian Creek RV Service down in Norris City, Illinois. Good morning, Philip. Glad you came out.
Good morning. Thanks for having
me. Owner-operator, I presume, of Indian Creek. And Justin, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, Justin, from the conversations that Philip and I have been enjoying for like the last 5 or 10 minutes, I'm glad to see that you're here. I don't really see you planning on talking very much. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. I talk a lot at my job, for sure.
That's really?
About like being a bartender sometimes.
Well, now, what exactly is your job at Indian Creek RV?
I handle the gun room.
You handle the gun room. How big? Philip, how big is the gun room?
About 24 by 24.
Probably. So that's a pretty good size room.
Yeah, it's pretty good size. About twice this size.
Yeah, this is probably what, 12 feet that way, and
about right.
How big your inventory? I guess how many guns do you have? I'm wondering. Do we want to say this kind of stuff since we just had a burglary last night?
Step through the door, and you can find out anytime.
So. I guess that's true. I guess folks can case the place whenever they want,
right,
can't they,
right.
Philip?
Yeah.
How big is your inventory? Do you
say around 200 probably right now. 200 guns.
You keep. I know that you basically invented. Now I don't know if you were the one who picked it out or if it was Philip or Paula. Picked them out, the pink guns.
Oh, no, that wasn't my choice for sure.
I believe that was forced upon him.
Was that forced upon him?
Yes, it was.
How do the pink guns do?
Pretty well, which we have purple and red and blue.
So you get guns in any color?
Pretty well, yeah.
Wow, all right.
If it's not in the color you like, we can make it any color you want.
Is that right?
Yeah, we can have
you order it a different color?
No,
or you
we
guys,
get it in.
You do the work on it.
No, we don't do the work, but there's people that can Cerakote the guns in any color you like.
No
kidding. Pick a color, and they'll do it.
I love it. So I could have an Illini color wanted to pick a... Or do you have anybody? Justin, do you have anybody who comes in whenever they're looking for a gun? Anybody who says, you know, I really want one in the Fighting Cardinals colors. Yeah, North City Fighting Cardinals.
We've done a few red, but I don't think that the Cardinal colors have happened yet.
See, now the Fighting Cardinal colors are a little brighter red than like the Fairfield Mules red. Mules red's a little darker than the Fighting Cardinals. Phil, I did not realize until you just told me that you were a member of the final graduating class from Enfield High School.
That is correct. They shut the high school down when I left. 1985.
You were the last one out.
That's correct.
Did they, I'm trying to think, how did that work out? I mean, was it just, how small was the school by the time they did that? Because I remember Enfield having an outstanding basketball team in the early 80s.
I believe it was more of a choice of either coming up with the funds to build a new high school that they didn't have.
Yeah,
we had the students, and then they just shipped them down to North City.
Huh. So, how many students were there? You remember?
Oh, boy, I don't remember all of us.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well, how many people still come back to the reunions? That's the question.
Because
at this point, you're looking at people coming back to reunions. You're probably doing all school reunions rather than just 1 year.
Just
right?
Starting my class was just starting all school reunions.
Is that right? All right. Talking here with Philip Walker. He and your lovely wife Paula run Indian Creek RV, right?
That's correct.
Tell me where Indian Creek is. Is there actually an Indian Creek? Or I know there's a township, but I didn't know if there was a creek.
The Indian Creek name came from the township. I've talked to some of the older members of the community, and I have yet to find Indian Creek. There's Bear Creek.
Yeah.
But I have not found Indian Creek, so if somebody knows if there was an Indian Creek, I would be very interested.
I bet, because, I mean, it'd be kind of interesting to know just where it was to start with anyway, right?
We're right on Highway 1 at North City, just past the reservoir, south. And
how that, you're at the are you not? You're not quite to 45, are you?
No, no. We'll be just between, just south of the reservoirs.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how I know you didn't. You didn't start it. Who started Indian Creek RV?
I had a partner that basically we started together. Would have been Larry Brooks back in 1993. So Larry and I started in 93.
I thought you bought it from somebody. You started it yourself?
No, it started it from scratch.
You did, really?
That it was originally a feed store.
How do you go about changing from a feed store to RV sales and service to RV sales and service plus all kinds of other things? Because we're going to talk about several of the different other items that Indian Creek RV has, because it's not just RV stuff now, is it?
No, not any longer. We handle a variety of things, and it'll probably be ever changing. I guess it comes from the need of the community and from our needs for making a living.
I mean,
you have to diversify constantly. If you set your feet, why, you'll be out of business
very quickly. If you don't change, you're gonna get knocked out.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about starting it. How did it start as a feed store?
And Shamhart's had a feed store in North City. We had approached them, and they were wanting to retire. They were getting older, and they sold boots and feed there in that store.
You're about 25 years old at this point.
Yes, that's okay. Correct, yeah. And we just...
What'd you do before that?
I worked at an RV dealership for a few years, and I worked at Molded Rubber in Carmi for a few years. And I worked at McLeansboro at the service station for a few years.
Okay.
But I've always had a job since I was 13 years old.
So you approached those folks, the Shamharts?
Yes, yeah. They're very...
Are they still around?
I haven't spoken to them in a long time. They'd moved south into Pope County down in there, and I haven't spoken with them in a very long time.
Uh-huh.
But very amiable people. They knew I was very young, inexperienced, didn't have a lot of money, and anything they could do to help me, they did.
They worked with you, huh?
Yes.
But see, now that's half the battle, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Getting a, because somebody else, you never know, somebody might have seen you and thought, well, we can just take this kid's money and move on down the road,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, that is correct. My partner at the time had come into a little bit of money, and I borrowed a little bit of money, and we just kicked off and started. And,
who's your partner?
Larry Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was
from North City. Yeah.
Okay. And you having the experience, how easy or difficult is it to get RV manufacturers to deal with you? Or did you have to start out all used?
We did start out all used, and we maintain all used. We carry new units for a few years. But it's very easy to get in the business. It's very hard to stay in the business.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. If you want to be a very large dealer, $4 or $5 million dealer, why, you can do that very easily. But staying in business is the hard part.
That'd be a lot of turns.
Yes.
How big of an inventory do you like to keep of?
We'll carry between 40 and 50 units at a time.
And mainly pulling or mainly motors?
Mainly travel trailers and fifth wheels. Very few motorhomes, but a few.
You do keep a few?
Yes.
I've always been kind of interested about, we're going to talk as the morning goes on, over the last few years, the motorhomes have really changed from what looked like a moving had a similar look to one that you were bull, as opposed to now the bus style.
Yes, it did for a very long time. As the economy grew and things grew, the buses grew with them. Now you're seeing a little more breakout of retro motorhomes on the road. I don't know if you've noticed them or not.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing to me is that you're seeing the retro exterior look.
Yes.
But I'm presuming inside isn't retro at all, is it?
They make it look retro, but it is very sophisticated.
Very functional.
Inside. That's correct.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet it is. I'm just sitting here thinking of some of the Airstreams that you see going down the road, and I would think inside those are just...
Oh, they're beautiful. Corinthian leather, marble, granite. Anything you can imagine in the finest homes in the world, you can get them in a travel trailer, fifth wheel, or
no kidding. I'm talking here with Philip Walker and Justin Johnson of Indian Creek RV, in Norris City, Illinois, Indian Creek RV Service. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the different RVs. Plus, going to get a little bit more into the different styles of guns that they keep down there. And maybe a little bit more about the history of the store. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined by Philip Walker and Justin Johnson from Indian Creek RV Service down in Norris City, Illinois, just out there on the southeastern edge of, southeastern edge on Highway 1 outside of... in the city. Is that in the city proper?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know if that was in the city. It's just probably on the edge, right?
It's right on the very edge, yeah.
So you could try to move the place and annex yourself out of the city and not pay
much
tax?
Well, yeah, there's a very fine line there. What we can and cannot do.
And we've been talking about several different things. We got to talking about the styles, how the styles change over the years. Whenever you got into the business back in the early 90s, and even before you bought the place yourself, what were the trends in RV, in folks' campers? I mean, and for that matter, can I call them campers, or will people look on me askance if I call something a camper?
It depends from what class of society you're in, what you call it, I guess.
Is that right? I say I'd love to call them campers, but I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, that just depends on where you're from. Around here, we call them campers.
Okay.
You have people that have a camper at the pond, and other people have a motorhome at the lake.
Oh, is that
right? It just
right?
depends on who you are, what you call it, yes.
Well, I'll be doggone. And you don't care.
No, I don't care, as long as you keep calling.
you don't care at all.
As camping is something that all classes of society, from pop-ups, tents, to $500,000 motorhomes, everybody loves it, and
got to get out.
That's right.
Got to get out of the house. That makes some sense. All right. So 20 years ago, you're getting into the business. Were people just going bigger and bigger and bigger at that time, or were they wanting, or what were they looking for?
20 years ago, the economy hadn't really kicked off again yet. Yeah. They were staying in a 28 to 30 foot travel trailer range.
Sure.
They were trying to modernize appliances and modernize the interiors and things, going a little flashier, a little brighter. But previously, they'd stayed mostly with your browns and your dark colors. And in those years, they started lightening everything up, making it look larger.
What's the what kind of percentage folks use campers or RVs as a permanent residence? You ever get a feel of that?
The percentage is growing.
Really?
As your economy dips, the percentage gets larger.
Is that right?
Yes. You see a lot of parents and retired customers sell their homes, move into a unit.
How often? That's my. You're breaking into my next question. I was wondering, how often do you see people doing that?
Very frequently.
Sell their homes and just take off in an RV.
Well, as you get older and things change, and you don't want to maintain a home and a house and a property.
Yeah.
And you can go to Florida or you can go anywhere in the United States, pull in, put the jacks down in your home and have a great time. They have a lot of facilities at these places for things for you to do and communicate with other people of your likes and dislikes. And it's something a lot of people do.
Do people go to the same campgrounds or RV parks or something over the course of time, or how's that work?
That goes more to your personality.
Yeah.
Some people constantly aspire to something new. Other people want the same thing. I know people that have gone to the same spot, the same campsite for 20 years.
Are you serious?
Yes, I do. And other people have never been to the same spot more than a week at a time the whole time they've been traveling.
Now, you sell as well as run the place, right?
That's correct.
As part of that process of selling somebody, you of course have to determine what their needs and wants are.
Right?
You tell pretty quickly on a somebody walking in on the lot, taking a look around, what they're looking to do?
No, a lot of times they don't know themselves.
Is that right?
A lot of times they do not. You need to question them, talk to them. You were asking me about motorhomes a while ago.
Yeah.
Some people pull on the lot thinking they just love to have a motorhome, and by the time they leave, they'll be in a travel trailer or a fifth wheel.
Is that right? Why so? Because motorhomes are too difficult to move places?
Not necessarily difficult to move. If you're going to travel the country and see the United States, there's hardly a better way to do it than a motorhome. You can travel day, stay at night, go travel and see everything.
Yeah.
If you're going to stay in Florida or you're going to move somewhere and stay.
Stay for a week at a time or
something.
You've
bought another motor transmission, whole front end, 12 feet of coach that you can't use. While you're on the stands in one spot, it's a waste of space. So people will naturally go to a fifth wheel as a rule for that situation. But it just depends on what you're going to do, and a lot of people don't know what they're going to do. So that's why I recommend buying something used or smaller and see if you like it first. Take it out, see what you like, what you don't like, and then graduate from one to another until you find your spot.
Now, in dealing with folks who in talking to car dealers and having purchased cars after cars after cars over the years, folks, I don't trade very often. Let's put it that way. I trade every 4 or 5, 6 years. Something. I'm the car dealer's nightmare. They hate me. How often do people move from once they get into the habit of RVs? And by the way, Justin, you can jump in anytime. Do you sell any RVs at all, or
no,
you just stay in the gun room?
All right.
We'll get to the guns again here in a little bit. How often does your typical RV owner upgrade, or do they change?
As a rule, it depends on which group of people you're talking about. As a rule, your retirement people will, previous to retirement, they'll decide that's what they want to do, and they'll buy a unit.
Uh-huh.
The first unit they normally don't like.
Is that right?
Wait a minute. I'm serious.
Hold on.
I'm serious.
Philip, you got to help me here. Why don't they like the first unit?
Usually the first unit they buy, they bought because it looked nice and it was the thought of everything they always wanted.
Oh, okay. And they realize it's not going to be practical.
After they buy it and they use it, their thoughts change. They go back to what they need, not necessarily what looks nice.
Is that right?
Yeah. You'll find people who have knee trouble don't buy fifth wheels. They got three steps up, three steps down.
Yeah.
You want to go to the bathroom, you got to climb out and walk down two steps. They'll buy a travel trailer next time where they don't have that problem.
Now, wait a minute. What's the difference between a fifth wheel and a travel trailer?
A travel trailer is all one level. It's all flat.
Oh, okay.
But everybody's needs, they change after they start get into the lifestyle. They learn more about what they need, not necessarily just what they want and what looks nice, or what their sister or brother-in-law had, something along that nature.
I'm just sitting here thinking about closet space and that kind of stuff. There can't be much closet space.
What do you need clothes for?
Yeah, I guess so. You want to stay in the south on the south part of the U.S.
You need three or four pair of shorts and a shirt and a pair of golf shoes, and that's about it.
Do you get folks who want to take, the ones that I know, I've got one of my friends growing up or in college, his parents did the thing. They sold the house and bought the RV, and they went traveling for like 2 years. They went up to Alaska, spent a lot of time in Alaska. Do you get people who, I mean, where do most of your RV folks go? Do they go to the mountains? Do they go to Alaska? Do they go south? What?
The younger group of people will go north. The older group of people will go south. Most of them will go to Florida, Texas, Gulf Shores, places of that nature. Usually the younger group or the let's call them a healthier lifestyle group.
Yeah.
We'll go north. They'll go to Alaska and go hikers. Places like that. Yes. People are very active with an active lifestyle.
Yeah. I'll be darned. This is amazing. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about the trends as they've come up. We talked a little bit about it's now into nostalgia, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The nostalgia is becoming a big thing, I guess, just like car collectors, gun collectors. Anything you would collect when you were a kid, you remember the camper with the big wings on the side, the wings of Shasta, the Airstreams, the casitas that look like two little bathtubs stuck together.
The what?
Casita.
Casita looks like two bathtubs.
The casita looks like two bathtubs stuck together.
Do they still make them like that? Or
yes, they're coming back.
Do they look for the old ones?
The old ones are very hard to find. Most of the old ones you'll find to be on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's a drier, more tolerant climate for the structure. But yes, they're making them again. They're making all kinds. You'll see the smaller ones. People have a very small SUV or a compact car or even a large car. Can handle one of those units when they go camping.
How about the Airstreams? I mean, is Airstream, they've been in business for like years.
They've consistently been in business for a very long time. Airstream is an upper-end clientele, one of the smallest.
But that's the one that has more of the retro look with the, the 1960s atomic type of time frame where you would have
the jet age.
There you go. That's great. Yeah, that's well put. You're into this more than me, of course. You have the jet age stuff.
That's correct. And that still goes back to people that were kids along those lines in those years. They still love that kind of thing, and that's why they gravitate towards that. The Airstream, unless you find a used one, you're in an upper end of camping though. $50,000 to $60,000 for a small unit.
Really? How come?
Very labor intensive. It's built just like an airplane. It's very labor intensive to build an Airstream.
Really? So they're basically banging out the shell and that kind of stuff?
Well, it's not like it's a Stone Age type of apparatus, but it's very very labor oriented.
Is that right? I hadn't really thought about that, but I guess it does make a bit of sense, though. And so basically, somebody's paying for that look. Whenever they're wanting an Airstream, they're just wanting to look. They're not the
The quality is there. Don't get me wrong.
I don't mean
very
to
high quality, but that is a very specific look.
What is the highest and the more economical quality levels of quality? When it comes to RVs,
RVs campers. Have done the same thing as cars, I guess. Over
smaller, more efficient.
Not necessarily that. There's a lot of that, but your manufacturers have decided that back in the '60s, '70s, they built a unit. It was their brand. That was their mark.
I'm moving from Shasta to Shasta to Shasta.
That's right. But now they all make from the little weekender camper to the high-end bus.
They
make a large range of units. Very few of them make just one unit. Where back in previously, I make this camper. This camper I make it in five different sizes, and this is it.
Yeah.
Now they have a broad spectrum. And the corporations, I guess, have brought that into fruition.
That's amazing to me. It's an entirely different world that I just never have really.
You need to get into this
world. I don't know about that, fella.
Oh, yeah. You and Doty will love that.
You know Doty.
I've known Doty a very long time.
I was going to say, I'm just sitting there thinking, do they have RV parking at baseball diamonds?
Yeah, you can park them almost anywhere. And you'll get all kinds of friends when you pull up and run the awning out.
I suspect that's right. See, now that's the thing. Do you have the smaller type of RVs that folks can take to football games? And do you have much tailgating going on?
Oh, yes, a tremendous amount of tailgating. A lot of small Class C motorhomes that you were talking about earlier. They'll set 6-8 people inside. Everybody's got a seatbelt. You can go to the ball game, and you have every modern convenience, stove, refrigerators, awnings, generators, air conditioning, right there.
All right, I got to know. Has anybody ever asked you? In this part of the area, we don't have any good major college football teams within at least 2 hours. From North City, probably within at least 2.5 hours, I would think. I'm trying to think major college. SIU, it doesn't count to me. Have you ever had anybody wanting to do an RV or something? Or what's your weirdest request? Like with tappers on the side or something like that? Or have you had anything goofy like
that? No, we haven't had too much of that. No, not too much. We do have a lot.
Have you had anybody wanting to put like paint it in a particular way?
Oh, yes.
And you'll do that for them, right?
We've had people buy a shell and bring it in and say, hey, I want this to look like new when you're done. A very large task, but yeah, we can do that.
How do you go about doing it? Do you send it off, or you guys do that?
No, we do it, but it's a long-term project. It's not something you can bring in today and have it by the weekend.
Yeah, this is something that I would have needed to brought it. It's like if I was going to get something like this for, say, an Illini shell.
Yes.
Put a big Illini thing on something. I would have needed probably to bring it in there maybe early in the spring.
Probably what we would do there is take care of whatever needs you would have interior wise.
Yeah.
And then,
well, first the keg, we got to have the tappers.
Yeah, you got to have all that in there. And then
the refrigeration unit.
I guess the most popular thing now is just go have it wrapped.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just have it wrapped.
What do you mean? Just have it
vinyl wrap and have whatever you want on it and just wrap the whole coach.
That's amazing.
Now, we don't do that in-house, but I can get it done for you.
How about that? I like the thought. Philip and I are going to talk off the air here, Justin, pretty soon. I'm talking to Philip Walker and Justin Johnson from the Indian Creek RV Service down in Nora City. We haven't even talked about Paula much, have we?
Well,
now, is she going to get mad if we don't talk about her very much?
She's probably hoping I won't talk about her very much.
We'll talk a little bit about that, and as well as what else that they have down at Indian Creek. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a sec.
Honey, I think you'll choose her.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I'm talking with Philip Walker and Justin Johnson from Indian Creek RV Service in Norris City, Illinois. And this is a particularly important week for you, isn't it, Philip?
Oh, yes, it is. Very important week for me.
What is going on this week down at Indian
Creek? Well, this week is my wife Paula's birthday bash celebration.
Birthday bash.
Yes. Yes. It's a month-long celebration.
Do you say how old she's turning?
I do not, but I believe Dodie did
in
advertise
the ad, didn't she?
a gas bottle for the year she was born. A refill for $19.67.
Is that right?
That is correct.
So
you
folks,
can do the math on that.
you and I are smart enough not to say.
Yes, we are.
Justin, are you married, man?
No.
Good for
no.
you. Oh, no, that's what I meant.
No.
So what's going on with the birthday bash? What's the story?
Oh, Paula, when Paul and I got married, why? We had normal birthdays just like everybody else, and slowly it has progressed to a month-long celebration.
She has a month-long birthday.
Yes, the month of July, and now with Dodie's help, we have a month and a week. I don't know if we'll have a month and 2 weeks next year or what we'll have.
It depends when she can move you, I guess.
That's right.
Well, there's all kinds of things going on down there. You said you have the refills for 1969, or 67, pardon me. I didn't want to make her.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to make her older. You were helping her out.
I helping her out one night for 1978. It's only 12 cents. What are you going to do?
That's
it's
right.
Only 11 cents. But you've got all kinds of other things. I didn't realize that you had all the air conditioners and the pool stuff.
Oh, there. Yes. The pool business is very busy this time of the year. And with the heat we've been having, the air conditioner business has been outstanding.
How big are air conditioners usually? Do you usually keep only air conditioners for campers only, or
we keep mostly just campers only. Yeah,
okay.
Roof mount units.
Yeah,
units that are mounted on the roof. Some of the units have one, some have two, some have up to five.
How much power do those things take?
As a rule, about 20 amps.
Yeah,
of 110 volt power each.
So it's not that big a deal. If can you run it off your vehicle very much, or does it have to?
No, you'll have to have a generator or shore power.
Okay.
3,000 watts.
Okay.
Would adequately handle it.
Yeah.
So
the pool stuff. When'd you get into the pool stuff?
I think we've been handling pool stuff for about 10 years. The local shop there in town, the couple was getting ready to retire. They approached us and wanted to know if we would take it on. And I said, yes, Paul would be happy to do that. And here we are.
Yeah, I bet that was a lot of fun. Okay, tell me a little bit, Justin, I'm going to make you talk now.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about the gun room. He was Philip was saying that folks will occasionally try to find guns that they have had as a youngster or something. Have you seen a nostalgia turn in the gun room as well? Or is everybody looking for the newest thing now?
Oh, it varies. I mean, definitely there's people that are looking for the newest, latest, greatest thing. But we kind of strive to have some oddities, some older stuff. For instance, right now we've got a Sharps rifle from 1876.
Do you really?
And some stuff like that. So
where do you where did you find a Sharps rifle?
People do a lot of trading and come up with stuff, bring stuff in that you would never imagine.
Do you ever have some stuff like Civil War type of? Or is the Sharps rifle the oldest one you've had?
No, we've had some Civil War stuff.
Do you get any muskets?
Yeah, we don't deal a lot with those, but we've seen them, even stuff predating Civil War.
Really?
Some English black powder stuff, probably 1700s. So.
Is it mainly Well, that would be a rifle like type of thing, I guess, or a long barrel.
It was actually
a
handgun.
Well, handguns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was going to be my question. You deal more when folks are looking for the odd stuff, if they're looking for more of a handgun or a long.
Well, handguns are easier to store. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's just personal preference.
What's the go-to handgun right now for somebody who doesn't own a handgun and they're looking to maybe for protection? What would they be looking for?
Well, right now the concealed carry market's real hot with the recent Illinois law that gives us concealed carry. So there's a few models: the Smith & Wesson Shield, the Glock 43s, Ruger LC9S. In that range, a lot of 9mm semi-autos, and we sell a lot of revolvers for concealed carry also.
I do have a question. When James Bond started, he had the Beretta.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, somebody told him they made fun of him for still carrying the Beretta and then trying to get him to switch. Is the Beretta still any good?
Oh, Beretta makes a fine gun, yeah. They're actually the oldest family-owned business in the world. They've
really?
Been in business since like 1526. So.
Is that right?
Yeah. I would hope after that long they still make a good product.
Yeah, that would make a little sense. How about rifles? Are you selling more shotguns for hunting, or do people buy rifles and take them into other states to hunt with?
This time of the year, the hunting market's pretty well dead. But closer to August, September, slug guns are our number one seller then for
Is that right?
Illinois deer hunting.
What's the, do you have any of the, always wonder about the AR-15s and that kind of stuff. Do you keep any of those? Is that a popular gun? That's pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you can get into one for about $550.
Do people use that mainly for target shooting, I guess?
Yeah, varmint hunting, target shooting, the shooting sports, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can get into, three gun nowadays and stuff like that.
Now, we mentioned earlier, and I only half joking, you can basically color your barrel or color the gun, whatever you want to.
Right, and a lot of them do come from the factory colored. You can order them that way. But they make specific coatings made for coating firearms that will hold up better than just paint, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of paint, you guys don't do paint guns too, do you?
No, no.
No toys.
No. every once in a while we'll have an air rifle or two, but that's about it.
You ever have anybody ask for them?
Air rifles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We order air rifles pretty frequently, but no paintball guns.
What are your deals? Do you have a big deals for this bash thing?
We have the CVA Scout 300 Blackout, which is legal. It's a pistol legal for Illinois deer hunting.
We have
it on sale for, I believe, $349.99.
I believe that's what that says, the Blackout. Who makes that? Scout?
CVA is actually the manufacturer, Connecticut Valley Arms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Say I've got $5,000 and I'm wanting to invest it in something, a gun company. What gun company would I want to invest in? What's the new and up-and-coming good gun company?
As far as an actual gun or stocks?
Both. Who's making a good gun? You would think one would follow the other, wouldn't one?
Yeah, but I mean, of course, not all of them are probably available in the stock form.
Yeah.
But one of my personal favorites that I believe is going to go up monetarily over the years is Cooper Firearms.
Cooper Firearms.
Mm-hmm. They're a rifle manufacturer. Make a really good quality product.
Make a note to myself and tell my broker when I bring 50 cents in or something like that. Philip, what else do we need to talk about today? You've got what's in the future for the RV business? You've talked about the change at Indian Creek that you try to keep up with change. What is the next change you see coming?
Well, that's going to depend on the economy, probably. Depends on whether the economy picks up or it's a downturn. I think we just need to stay versatile. And see what the future brings us, and we like to think on our feet and try to keep things moving.
There you go. Versatility is the
key,
kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fellas, thank you so. Did you want to send a shout out to Paul or anything? We've talked about her a couple of times, but I mean,
we'll refrain from singing, but we would like to wish her a very happy birthday.
There you go.
And let's try to keep it at 5 weeks and not go to six next year.
So happy birthday to Paula Walker at Indian Creek RV. Fellas, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day.